students and teachers are heading back to classrooms. Keeping schools staffed, from cafeteria workers to instructors, is an ongoing challenge. And high costs of living in regions like the Front Range are a huge issue. A new data study by the Keystone Policy Center shows that wage hikes alone may not be enough to let teachers live in the neighborhoods where they work. Joining me now live is Van Scholes, Senior Policy Director of the Keystone Policy Center. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
The study we're discussing today is called Home Ownership for Colorado Teachers, Affording the American Dream. Start off by painting the broad strokes of what your study found.
We decided to take a look at salaries and also the cost of owning a house and purchasing a house in the school districts in which teachers teach. We know that recruiting and retaining great teachers is essential to having effective public education. And we know that we had known that salaries have been going up. We also know that the cost of a house has been going up dramatically in many parts of Colorado. And we wanted to get a much better sense of it, sort of in details around what those relationships are and how things vary, and also begin to understand if there are problems, what we could do about them.
Your study found that in the year between 2020 and 2021, housing prices in Colorado increased by 20%. Are those prices still rising, or are there any signs of relief?
Yeah, we're not real estate experts. And so these things obviously are changing, you know, week to week and month to month with interest rates rising. And it seems as if at least things are cooling off a bit. But because of the interest rates rising and also the costs of real estate in most places, that we haven't seen a dramatic change from where the data was in 2021.
And housing prices also affect families who send their students to these schools. What does a school district do when, one, they can't find someone to fill a position, and two, there aren't enough students?
Yeah, it's a real challenge on the staffing front. I mean, it means that folks have to commute long distances, which has an impact on their job performance. It also means often that folks who maybe have been working in that school district are moving into a place where they may want to have a family, settle in, move from renting to owning, are forced to move to other places where they may be able to more easily afford a home. And so what happens is that helps drive the churn of staff in particular school districts.
So what does this mean for the quality of education that teachers can provide, and what are the longer term impacts on society?
Right. Well, we're very concerned that this will have a huge negative impact on the quality of teaching and who can teach in particular parts of the state. We point out that salaries have risen. Obviously, the more that you are paid, the more purchasing power it comes in terms of home ownership. The problem in many parts of Colorado, as is the case in many parts of America, is the cost of housing has risen much faster than salaries have. And so in many parts of Colorado, there may only be a couple of percent of housing stock that's even potentially available to you. Boulder, for example, Boulder has one of the highest average salaries in the state. It's around $85,000 a year. But the share of homes that salary might enable you to purchase is only 16%, which is a relatively small percentage.
You mentioned that the relatively high salary for Boulder teachers, that doesn't translate to all school districts. Now, we've talked about the Front Range. What about in these mountain districts that are also incredibly expensive?
Right. Yeah. Boulder is on the high side of salary. And so most salaries throughout the rest of Colorado are significantly lower. And so in some of those places, for instance, on the Eastern Plains, the cost of home ownership is much less. And so, in fact, you may have more purchasing power in other parts of Colorado, even though the salaries are much lower. But in many parts of the state, for instance, Summit County, The salaries are not as high as Boulder, and the cost of housing is substantially higher. And so there's only 4% of homes that are even potentially available to folks. And we didn't look at what's on the market. And so those numbers are much smaller when you look at actually what's on the market, in any given month.
And of course, I have to ask, how does the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, or TABOR, fit into all of this?
It definitely has an impact on the amount to support public education and in turn to support salaries. So that definitely has an impact. We would say, though, that this problem goes far beyond TABOR and far beyond school districts' ability to raise taxes. It has a lot to do with the availability of housing and the cost of housing. And so that's why we, or at least that's one of the things that we've discovered in our analysis. And we're neither weighing in on TABOR being a huge problem or it being helpful, but we will say that the difference between what's being spent on salaries is huge across the state, and also the cost of housing is huge across the state. And again, I would say, even if we were able to lift TABOR, that will help in terms of spending, in terms of salaries, but it isn't going to solve the problem in terms of teachers being able to get into home ownership.
What other concrete recommendations or observations would you like to share with our audience in this final minute?
And the interesting thing about school districts is that they have lots of land. They're often one of the largest landholders within a particular community. And school districts have the ability to be able to leverage that land in different ways or leverage their existing resources in different ways to partner to create different forms of housing. And there have been school districts, for instance, Roaring Fork, and Eagle County is in the midst of doing some interesting things. So there are ways that school districts could actually do some things. There are also a whole variety of different mechanisms that the state and local communities can do in order to sort of help support folks getting into home ownership, whether or not it's reduced interest loans or all kinds of other financing arrangements.
My guest today has been Van Scholes, Senior Policy Director of the Keystone Policy Center. Thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me.